This Father's Day, Lowe's celebrates dads who get things done. Bike tune-ups to engine overhauls, those dads need a tool like Craftsman. And now, Craftsman is at home at Lowe's. Found in garages and toolboxes across the country, Craftsman's the tool weekend warriors and pros alike rely on. If your dad's one of those guys, give him Craftsman this Father's Day for a memory and a tool he'll hold on to for a lifetime. The perfect Father's Day gift of Craftsman starts with Lowe's.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar and his beautiful wife, Marsha. We want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, starting today, we ask you to face your fears. Face your fears. We have an extraordinary guest. Chap Oscar will talk to you about the importance to face your fears.
people are extremely concerned about personal issues as well as global issues. Now that we have a new president in office, the country is extremely divided and stress levels are at a significant high. The path to lasting change will be addressed by Chap Oscar. When one's faith is tested, we must rely on trust, courage, and prayer. Seek out positive people for mutual support. Tap into your inner strength and know you have the power to change your life and your world. And folks, today, Chap Oscar, we want you to know that he is a man of non-denominational faith, a spiritual warrior, a friend, a confidant, a special man. And here he is now, the very wise, witty, and wonderful, the one and only Chap Oscar Smith.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce.
You are my Rocky.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. It is an absolute honor to be on your show today speaking about faith in your fears. I have a lot of experience in that area, and I know to change our circumstances as we move forward into 2017 and later on. I know you keep all your shows in the archives, so we won't even date it. But circumstances have changed dramatically, Joyce, and we can't get through to our future until we know how to face our fears. And we're talking about F-A-I-T-H, our fears, and anything that's controlling our life, we need to be on top of, Joyce.
Absolutely. And people are really utilizing psychiatrists at pretty much a record level, from what I hear from psychiatrists that are booked in, day and night. They're going to psychics on a very high level. What's next? How can I cope? What do you see in the future? So much is going on. The stress levels really are through the roof across the country and in many cases around the world.
Well, you know, that is true, Joyce. And remarkably, I am now being embraced and contacted almost on a daily basis from friends that, you know, we grew up together. And then, you know, when we got into ministries, our various ministries many, many moons ago, we all took different paths. And right now, there is a solid path to lasting peace and lasting wholesomeness. And one of those paths is to learn the heart and the power of our spoken words. And words produce the kind of mountain-moving faith that we need to face each day, Joyce. It's an incredible thing to listen to people and then at the same time try to understand how could they say that and mean this.
And yeah, you're so right, Oscar.
In their words.
The words have a lot of power. The kind of power that comes from affirmations, the kind of power that's speaking your truth, the kind of power when you want to be in a march to really express yourself, the likes of which we've never seen in this country that took place over this past weekend, Oscar. How about that for power?
Well, that is grassroots power. It was spellbinding. It was definitely a move of God's spirit because even the organizers were blown away by it. So, you know, I don't want to get into a whole lot of politics, But there was a statement made this week in at the Women's March that will have lasting effect upon this whole globe.
And what was that? The march itself, lasting effect, or any particular speaker or advocate? What do you think will be the catalyst to move forward?
Well, it was a bestowing power. That was a power statement, a power move that could only have been organized around the globe by God's Spirit. And he tells us, Joyce, he is that comforter. He is that helper, and he is that friend. And that's what we heard this weekend. There were men, women, children, blacks, whites, people from all tongues. It was an incredible outpouring of God's purpose, God's honor, and God's respect for all genders, all races, and all cultures.
Absolutely. And what's interesting here, Oscar, is that no one except for Michael Moore, literally, predicted that Trump would win. Michael Moore had predicted that months and months ago. He was the only one. The pundits didn't get it. The journalists didn't get it. The people didn't get it. Even the candidates predicted another result. So the same holds true for the march. The same holds true that no one predicted the masses that would show up to have their voice be heard.
Yeah, that was incredible, Joyce. And, you know, getting deeper into the topic today, what we saw this weekend came out of a seed. And we know from the letter in red in the Bible, Luke 17:6, it says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say, the author of that read, even in back in the Bible days when that was penned, he was talking about the smallest seed possible, the mustard seed. And this movement started from a mustard seed. And look at what it, I mean, they don't know how many people came together over the weekend and particularly on Saturday, but it was powerful. And it germinated from a very tight, a very small, tight seed. And like you said, Michael Moore and all the other organizers had no clue where the seed would go. And Ted Siuba would call it a quantum.
Yes.
A quantum exposition.
You know, what's interesting about that for me that really blew me away, besides the numbers, how much of a global movement it was. That here we have a president that's president of America, but it really drove home the impact that our president has globally. And so many countries marched in solidarity with us, big time, Paris, Brazil. Many, many countries were right out there as well.
Well, that's exactly right, Joyce. And the word that went forth when you asked me what the lasting impact, those words were articulated. They went into the ether. They went into the spirit world. And those words have energy, and energy affects matter. And the energy of a microwave vibrates the water molecules and heats the water. And so there's been a dynamic energy released in the air. And I'll tell you, it was grassroots. I don't want to call it spur of the moment, but my God, it looks like people just walked out of their houses and showed up. I mean, it was a beautiful thing. And then the other thing, Joyce, there were no arrests, no rioting, no discord. I mean, it was just a perfect picture of God's Holy Spirit at work.
And I was just thinking that you just beat me to it. Not one single arrest. And the day before, there were about 200 arrests, but that had nothing to do with this march. I don't believe it had anything to do with the presidency. It was those people looking for opportunities to make trouble. They could have been from gangs, breaking store windows, setting fire to cars. We don't want any part of that world, whatever. And so they used the peaceful protests as a way to cover up what they wanted to do and make their voices felt in a very negative way.
Well, they faced it forward, and that's what we're talking about today. We now have an assignment, and that's that we need to have positive beliefs, because we know beliefs produce energy. And what we saw all of these different channels of energy coming together, making a very vivid statement. And the thoughts and beliefs that we carry, Joyce, they must produce an energy and an outcome, and that's what we see happening around us. And let me just stop to say this, Joyce. The Joyce Barry and Friends show also are going to be the benefactors of all this energy, because 5 days a week, you have been articulating this same message for years, and for 5 days a week, this forum is the most logical forum for the continuation of that energy.
Well, thank you for that, Oscar, and I believe every show is designed to make a difference. Every show in every way is designed for that. So I have kind of a vision that propels me forward with these shows. And this is my quote: I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. Therefore, I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have to try to make a difference. I live by that. Oscar, I know you live by that. So here we are. If not today, you ask yourself, if not now, when, folks, if you want to make that difference?
Well, you know, you love people, Joyce. You care for people, and we all feel your love, and we're drawn to you. And that's what we have here now. And so that's why today's show, we wanted to talk about faith for the future, faith in our fears, because we all have been around people who have been negative, untoward, and we're just not going to give them our energy any longer. What we want to do, we all want to be around someone who is pleasant and full of love, and that's what you are to the Joyce Barry and Friends show. You are a torchlight. You are a lighthouse in a dark world, Joyce.
I may be a torchlight, Oscar Smith, but you're the one that comes over with the match.
Well, it's all about energy, and I'm so glad to be one of your friends. I mean, I can actually feel vibrations on the radio when you're on and your different guests. But, Joyce, what we all, whether we believed it or not, Saturdays, March, the Women's March, Saturday, you could feel the love, feel the energy, and that spirit went up into the atmosphere, and it's impacting everything. And so we need to, as a global community, start to radiate love, because after all, Joyce, at the end of the day, God is love, and that's what he wants for his children, not this hate, not this dissension, not this backbiting and all this negativity that's flooded the airways the last 18 months. We have to get back into God's perfect environment for his children, and that's L-O-V-E, love.
Oscar, I know you're a spiritual counselor. Have you also experienced a massive calling on you for your prayer and your support? And actually witnessing firsthand the difficulties that people are going through, the stress that people are having?
I do, Joyce, but it's coming from, believe it or not, it's not coming from the pews. It's coming from other religious leaders and people involved with all types of spiritual activities. And I find it pretty amazing that they're now acknowledging a person that didn't get ahead of God. I always, and I've shared it on your show, Joyce, it's amazing for people, you know, people say, well, I'm a pastor, I'm this, and I look at them and I said, you know, what can did you get this out of? I mean, it takes years to develop the kind of richness and the texture of a life of a spiritual leader. It just not does not happen overnight. And I've been at this a long time, and I'm seeing right now more of people who are, who have been, you know, they've been celebrated, they got big followings. I have people, Joyce, calling me with 8,000 and 10,000 people following them, you know, church members, this is not to take any pride, because you know what I say about pride. Pride is, please realize I deserve exaltation. So please believe me, I'm not patting myself on the back, but to answer your question, I have prayer aplenty. Every day people are coming to me for prayer, and I let them know I don't do anything. All I am is a yielded vessel.
Oh, come on, Oscar. You're way, way, way too humble. You make a huge impact on people, and I know that because I witnessed it firsthand. Absolutely. I want to just, with you, address the person who says, what can I do to make a difference? I'm just a little guy. I'm just one person. Let me share a couple of my favorite quotes about that. Christine Todd Whitman said, anyone who thinks that they are too small to make a difference has never tried to fall asleep with a mosquito in the room.
I like that.
Yes. Everett Hale said, I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And I will not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do. And Will Rogers said, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. And I shared that with you folks because on the heels of that great march, to face your fears is to do something about it, to go into action and know that in some way, big, small, whatever, you can make a difference. I think of my friend Rosa Parks all the time as my role model, this frail little lady who refused to give up her seat on a city bus to a white person, went to jail for it, but it was the major start of that whole civil rights movement. So I love, you know, the likes of Rosa Parks, and we're all Rosa Parks in our own way. We can do that thing that can definitely impact the world.
Definitely, Joyce. You know, in Hebrews, while you're on these different inspirational thoughts, you know, Hebrews 11:1, and everybody knows the scripture, they've heard of it. Now it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, when we hope for something, where does it exist, Joyce? You know, it exists in our mind, in our heart, and, you know, it could be a car, it could be a house, it could be any possibility. But through faith, we have to understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So if we're hoping for it, we want to bring it into reality, then we need to speak words of faith. If we want to see it appear, we have to put our faith power and our faith reality and our faith expectations to that word. You know, Joyce, when I have a request for people for prayer or sitting down with people or meeting people, I always try to establish, have they come to the end of themselves? Because, you know, just a few weeks ago, I prayed for a relative who was going through, and I got the call. This relative of ours was, you know, they were already planning his funeral within minutes. They were all on standby near the phone. And this man is in his 90s. I'll even say his name is Quincy, and I love him and his wife. And so what I did, I arrested the environment of negativity. I just took command over that environment. And we prayed, and here it is, 3-4 weeks later, he's still living. He's come home from the hospital. He has no kind of tubes and all of that. He's now moving his life forward. And so we need to come with a spirit of expectation when we're coming to pray for something. And so that's why, is what things are you hoping for? And I have to ask people, you know, I get people, Joyce, this is the typical request for me. Hey, come pray for grandma. Well, what do you want for grandma? And they have no clue. So I can't pray those kind of prayers, because I would have to pray for God's perfect will for the person. And many times you get with people in there saying, well, just put them out of their misery. Put them out. And here's a person I know for a fact has lived a good life. So I just spoke to that good life being extended over this person's life.
That's awesome, Chap Oscar. And I'm willing to bet that's not the first time that you have impacted someone's life in such an extraordinary way.
Well, you know, Joyce, faith has a language, and this is not a condemnation, not a put down, but, you know, we need to understand the value of words and the impact of words. We need to tap back into what we talked about a little while ago, the power of a seed, and our seeds are words, and our words become seeds that we plant. So if you speak something positive, Joyce, and you are a source of encouragement, then a person can't turn around and say, well, I listened to Joyce's show, I didn't get nothing out of it. Well, you can't expect anything out of it if you not speak in positive words and say, hey, I got one great idea out of Joyce's show today, and then plant that in the ground and expect that blessing to come. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Joyce, you put out positivity 5 days a week. You have stimulating shows 5 days a week. There's no reason why sometimes during 5 days or going to archives, they wouldn't plug into positive words of love and encouragement. And your show is all about the belief and the principles of faith and confession.
Thank you for that, Oscar. And folks, whenever you get value out of something, anything, a book, a movie, something that moves you, I encourage you to share with others. Pray it forward, pay it forward. And this show offers that positivity, those insights, that encouragement, inspiration, motivation every day in some way with the best guests and the best topics. And here in the very wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening to us every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. And on the homepage in the upper right, you'll see my picture. And right under that, if you click on follow, you will know about every guest, every show, every topic. So you need not miss any of them. It is like a transfusion of blood for the soul, for the spirit. As Maya Angelou said, I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. So let us inspire you to right here, right now, when something does not go your way, when you see injustice in the world, to do something about it. If you see something, say something, do something, and get inspired. In one way or another, I promise you that every show, if you just get one thing out of that show that impacts your life, we indeed have made the difference. Back to you, Oscar.
Well, first of all, Joyce, Maya Angelou, I did not know personally. I've never met her, but I had dear friends who were dear friends of hers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In fact, they went to church with her every Sunday and whenever she was in town, and so my hat's off to her. I want to just bring up a very powerful concept in Proverbs 18:21, Joyce. That's Proverbs 18:21, which tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue. And that's what you speak 5 days a week, nothing but life, Joyce, nothing but love. But we have to make that choice to speak life, and we have to believe what we say impacts, affects, and affects everyone around us.
Absolutely. And it really is about taking action. Leonardo da Vinci said, I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. And today is about getting that faith in your heart and your soul. But once you do have the faith, know you can impact others with that faith. It's contagious. And take that action rather than focus on, I hear the words, I believe you, I believe Chap Oscar, we should know we can impact the world and make a difference. And I promise you, we will get to that someday. And for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, this is for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. this was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Chap Oscar, is that not a fact that people hold themselves in such a little way without having the faith to turn upwards, to turn inwards, that they don't know that they can make that kind of a difference?
No, and what happens, Joyce, and I love being on this show because I like to keep it real. I don't like a lot of drama, although I can be dramatic. We believe.
Yes. I'll drink to that. That's true.
I'll drink to that. But, you know, Joyce, there's so many, and you know because you're a tremendous listener, but when you deep listen to people, it's amazing the lies they believe about themselves. And, you know, to be a believer, we need to be our biggest fan, and we have to, Joyce, understand our own core beliefs. Our own self-perceptions are the foundation of our belief systems. And, you know, I mentioned Ted earlier. I have to give Ted credit, Beverly Nadler credit, all of the guests that you have coming on, John Bell. I want to mention John, all of the great people over the years I've heard you have on as guests. One of their foundations for their success, their longevity, and their friendship, Joyce, I take away their belief systems. And they have core beliefs that I've chewed on and I've grown from.
Well, when you put that great class of people and you reference Ted, so for those listening, we know him by Ted the way you know Oprah Winfrey as Oprah, but we were talking about the great author himself, Ted Siuba, who's a very dear friend to us and to the show. He really is extraordinary. Dr. Jonas Salk said, I feel that the greatest reward for doing is the opportunity to do more. So look where that came from, the founder of penicillin. Winston Churchill, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And how important it is to know that you can make that difference. Anne Frank said how wonderful that no one need wait a single moment to improve the world. And I know, Oscar, you improve the lives of others each and every day. You are such an example of healing and faith and prayer.
Well, Joyce, one of the things that, and God only knows how important this is, we have to look at the power of this show and understand how imperative it is to face our fears, because what we believe becomes the controlling forces in our lives. And, you know, I work on every day exposing, confronting, and changing core beliefs that might creep up. And, you know, core beliefs really embrace what we have come to know, Joyce, in the spiritual community, is the self-talk. And if you can get a person to observe their self-talk, you can actually work with them, bringing their words more into an atmosphere of life and coming away from an atmosphere of death and doom and destruction. Our self-talk, Joyce, in many instances don't or should not reflect our core beliefs, but they do. So that means we need to be more encouraging and understand the power of our words and really understand the reality of we have to face our future by making words that we want to see materialize, energize, and coming back into our lives for wholeness and for blessings.
Oscar, you referenced the importance of the spoken word. So I want to stress that we're talking about two dimensions here on the spoken word. The self-talk, that you talk to yourself, you encourage yourself, and the talk to your maker, whoever that is, whoever your where your faith directs you, and also as an advocate, as an activist, all those words in each dimension really matters. It's been said, if it is to be, it's up to me. And I especially like this one by some unknown author. I wondered why somebody didn't do something. Then I realized I am somebody. Does that not hit it right on the head?
It certainly does, Joyce, because we have to understand that God, the power of God, our words and our tongue actually give voltage that goes right up into heaven. That's how powerful our words are. I look at batteries and, you know, back in the day, you know, I'd have friends that say, hey, man, I need a jump. And, you know, you try to give their car a jump, and their battery is totally dead, and that means they'll drain your battery. So now you got you and your friend are both, you know, you don't have neither. Now neither car is working. So I always question a person, maybe you'll just need a ride with that help. Because, you know, jumping people is like getting around people with negative talk, not understanding our words carry a voltage. Our words are electric. Our words create energy. And so even when I'm asked to pray, I have to ask a person, are you ready to get the results and see the manifestation of what we're getting ready to pray about?
Yes, and how impactful is all of that? What I've been stressing this whole time is to really know, folks, that you count, you matter, you make a difference. Mother Teresa would tell you, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. It all starts somewhere, making that impact, one positive action at a time and one person at a time. And Oscar, you also must realize that every time you touch someone, that impact of that is when that person touches someone else who touches someone else. So none of us ever know the impact of that one person we touched.
No, we don't, Joyce. We, you know, when you really look at what happened with the Women's March, that what had to be organized by a greater power. I mean, you could see it on people's faces. Something materialized that really was not in the physical form. And, you know, when you really look at H2O, you're looking at hydrogen, you're looking at oxygen combined in the water. And you know, previously with just hydrogen and just oxygen, you didn't see anything. Yet the substance of water was there. So when you really look at this Mars, and if you were to ask people, and I pointed this out, Joyce, when you're packed in to a setting like that, you'll notice no preparations, and I know this is kind of crazy, but I didn't see one port-a-john. And those people were enabled to go hours standing on top of each other, literally by the hundreds of thousands, and not one port-a-john was around. I mean, but that's the amazing, incredible outpouring of God's love and a God moment. We have to look at that as God saying, let there be light, and seeing our kidneys and our having to go to the bathroom every hour shut down for that day. Most of those people cannot say how they made it through that day in that environment. Many of them didn't have water, but they were there for hours. They walked hours to get there, and something had to be very majestic about what we witnessed this past weekend, Joyce.
I so agree with all of that, Oscar. As I said, I have friends that were in the march, you know, where they are, one in particular, Roosevelt Island. And when they were, the organizers were given maps with streets, no one anticipated all the streets. They thought, go up this street and march there. But all the streets for blocks on end on either side were closed off where people literally couldn't move. It took 2 hours to get anywhere. You couldn't move in any direction. And I asked myself, my God, how could they stand like that? They can't move. They can't use a bathroom. They can't get to a restaurant. And you answered the question that we're all thinking, Oscar. The faith that carried them forward and God working with one and all to have this movement happen, because we're all clear about one thing, a movement has started to make a profound difference in this world.
Definitely, Joyce. And what we saw was an infinite number of possibilities. I mean, it was infinite around the world, because they were in Africa, they were in Europe, they were all over the world. And, you know, we read in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him or her that believes. And so that all things are possible, I really don't know whether that can be duplicated, but that was a God moment, and it was incredible to watch. It was, and I have to keep going by conversations I've had with Ted, and Ted has coined this. It was quantum. It was infinite. You really don't have a word for what happened that day. It was, it sounds
miracle
crazy.
Miracle is my word.
Yes. Yeah, it was crazy, Joyce. But that's why what you're doing every week is so very important. And we have to understand that what is going on now, we're going further than we've ever been as brothers and sisters who love each other, that have compassion for all cultures, races, tongues, languages, denominations. It's an incredible foundation for our future, and that came as a result of a faith seed planted by perhaps you, perhaps me, perhaps some of our listeners today, Joyce.
Oscar, I mean, there was no one, we said this earlier on in the show, that predicted that this march would have anywhere near the numbers that it produced. How amazing is that? Nowhere near the numbers that it produced. So isn't it wonderful to see something bigger than us, bigger than anything we can imagine, for the ultimate good?
Well, Joyce, what we have here is an attitude, and that's why we've not been political today. And certainly as a man of God, a spiritual leader, a pastor, a chaplain with a prophetic gift, I can say that there's an attitude from heaven that was released this weekend, and it deals not with aptitude, it determines an attitude, and there has been a love exchange around the world, and it's just amazing that we can smile today, we can be grateful today, that we do have a God that wants us to come back as his children, and to come back into oneness as his family.
Absolutely, and we're all part of the same family. That's what people have to realize. We are all part of the same family. It has nothing to do with your color, your sexual preference. It has nothing to do with you're this country or that country. It's a matter of knowing we're all connected by the virtue of being a human being.
Well, Joyce, I want to say this, and I don't want to get too far away from this because this is really kind of getting to me. I mean, I just get excited just thinking about how good God is. But, you know, Joyce, one of the most crazy things is there was no leader, there was no talking heads, there was nobody that we followed his or her movement, and, you know, leader and somebody trying to be dominant over people. I mean, this was all about character and integrity and something inside of us to come together as a family. And that's what I like. It was not somebody grandstanding, say, this is what you should do, but don't do what I do.
Say that again, Oscar. I missed something there.
We got so many people that stand behind bully pulpits that just grates my last nerve, who have followers, sheep that don't use their own mind and words, and these people would have co-opted that whole movement, saying it's something that they generated or they did. And the way this worked from God, all of those voices were shut down. This was a character explosion. It actually capitalized on the best of us, in the best of us, but we were prepared by the worst of us, and the worst of us has been able for many years and generations been able to capitalize on our vulnerability to being preached at. We don't need anybody else with a monologue preaching at us. We want a dialogue, and that's what was created at this woman's movement. There were men, women, children. I mean, you know, it was a seedless face of humanity all reaching out to love each other.
Absolutely, and it did bring tears to my eyes, and it reminded me throughout the day of Dr. King and his marches, how peaceful they were in the face of what they went through, being attacked by police batons, being attacked by dogs, and they still were at peace. So at least we know the world has upped the level of marches and protests, because this was peaceful without the craziness that ensued in the days of civil rights.
Well, I happen to have had the opportunity, a very distinct opportunity, to meet Dr. Martin Luther King. And, you know, as well, I talked about meeting Nelson Mandela, Bishop Desmond Tutu. And so I don't speak from somebody casual. I'm telling you, Joyce, even Martin Luther King and those great men I just mentioned, and Gandhi, all of the great people, we know from deep within we if they were living today, would all say, Chap Oscar, there was a voice speaking to us from within, and it's evacuating our souls of unrighteous thoughts and attitudes, and it's delivering us from religious flesh, and is leading us into the fullness of God's Spirit. And that's what's happening, Joyce. We all do respect to all of the great leaders, all the movements, but this bold movement that we witnessed was brash, and it came as a result of no religious grandiose grandstanding. And we all shed our different oneness and all that crap with denominational. We shed our religious flesh and came under the leadership of God's Holy Spirit as one family, one people, one race, and it was all about God's love.
Absolutely. And folks, if we've moved you today, which was our intention, to for you to have faith, to know you count, you matter, you can make a difference, then, and you get it on some level, then take it a step higher than that and ask yourself, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? As President Kennedy said, if not us, who? If not now, when? Which, of course, is my doctrine, what I always say. So faith is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something, a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. But one thing we do have faith in, we do have proof of, and that is the power of Chap Oscar Smith. We thank you for your extraordinary difference to our lives in this show, and we have faith that as you close out the show, that you will have the perfect prayer as we're wrapping things up here for all of us.
Well, Joyce, wisdom before warfare, virtue before victory, and Almighty God, we just ask that you give us all wisdom in all situations and write on our hearts what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, excellent, and worthy of praise, that we may dwell on these things constantly as I contend by your grace against evil, and let's stay away from oppression, let's pursue peace. And we thank you for Joyce. We thank you for this incredible forum, and we know wisdom is always better than strength. And we just thank you, Joyce. We pray those names, and whatever name feels comfortable for people, but I pray those names in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Chap Oscar, thank you so much. You know you are always welcome on our show. We love you. We value you. We appreciate you. And folks, my special prayer for all of you is may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, we really value the loyal listeners out there. We love and appreciate our great country. God bless you. God bless America. And we invite you all to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. Wow. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
There's a reason Craftsman tools have been around for over 9 decades. It's because their solid reputation is built on trust. They've been trusted to be in the hands of the home improvement weekend warrior and the pro who knows these tools will be there day in, day out. After all these years, Craftsman tools have been in garages and toolboxes all across the country. They're finally coming home to Lowe's. Welcome, Craftsman fixers and doers. For your go-to tool brand, start with Lowe's.